Bloomberg, the first word with Ken Pruitt.
Our guest is Andrew Bosomworth, Managing Director, Head of Portfolio Manager at PIMCO in Munich. Andrew, good morning.
Good morning to you, Ken.
Well, what do we hear from the Bank of England later this morning?
I think we're going to see a similar type of outcome as we saw yesterday from the ECB. Not much at all. I think it's probably too early for them to take additional steps. I think they're going to want to wait and see what happens with the Greek elections, see what happens to Spain. They are obviously concerned about the slowdown in their economy as well as the slowdown on the continent in Europe. But I think they'll probably just stay on the sidelines today and wait and to see what happens with those two big events I just mentioned.
Yeah, well, speaking of Spain, bond auction today, 10-year securities, 6.044, and that's up from 5.743 at the last auction back in April. Was that a surprise?
It was a pretty good auction given the price action of the last few days, but it was a small auction, and the demand was, the outcome was not that much of a surprise because, I think the market is starting to get the sense that a solution is on the horizon for Spain. And they're also starting to think in terms of what this really means from the European leaders in terms of their vision for Europe, their plan for the plan of Europe in the future that they'll publish at the end of this month. So there's a bit of demand there's a bit of short covering taking place, and in that sense, the pretty good outcome today was not that much of a surprise.
Yeah, and similar maturities sold by France today at 2.46, and that was down half a point from the last auction on May 3rd.
Indeed, everything is correlated. It's all risk assets are correlated one way or another at the moment. Everything that moves up or down, depending on whether the markets are in a risk on or risk off appetite. France is in that camp. France is increasingly becoming part of or trading like the southern European economies. There's a few things that are taking place that are under the surface in its economy that we should be concerned about. But the markets are not really focused on that at present.
Okay, so 6% paid by Spain, 2.5% in France, 1.65% in the U.S. for 10-year securities. Are you a buyer of any of those?
No. From what we do here in Europe, I think there's still too many risks out there for Spain to want to be long the Spanish market. There's a lot of discussion in Europe right now as to what does it look like in 10 years' time. And everybody's asking that question. Nobody's providing the answers. Everybody's saying we need more Europe, but what do they really mean by more Europe? Is more Europe just access to German tax money, or does it mean the willingness and the ability to do what, say, Alexander Hamilton achieved for the United States way back then? And until we have the answer to that question, we're on the sidelines as far as Spain is concerned. And on those other economies, there's some risks, some hidden risks in France, and the U.S. has got some of its own problems too. And I think there are better quality and higher yields to be found elsewhere in the world.
Well, you said the market sees a solution for Spain. What form might that solution take?
Or it's sensing a solution, and that's going to be a resolution for the uncertainty in the banking sector. That troubled savings bank Bankia is obviously the big problem, and it looks what the Spaniards are trying what Spain is trying to negotiate is to obtain access to the liquidity, but not under those same strict conditions that were given and applied to the loans to Greece and Ireland and Portugal. So, I think they're eyeballing something like the flexible credit facility that the IMF has. Basically, they're trying to get the money from the EFSF, the rescue fund, but with lower levels of conditionality, lower conditions, and just to make it clear that money is just to recapitalize their banks. It's at the end of the day, you know, money is money. It's economically, it's pretty much the same, but it's the packaging that counts. And Spain is trying to, I think, you know, avoid that stigma that was attached to those other three countries, because when they were taken out of the market completely for 3 years for their government financing, and when a country goes out of the market, it's very difficult to make its way back. And so Spain is trying to maintain parallel access to the market, but get a bit more extra liquidity to recapitalize its banks.
Andrew Bosomworth, Managing Director, Head of Portfolio Research at PIMCO, on the line from Munich.
You can listen to Bloomberg The First Word weekday mornings at 5 Eastern on Bloomberg 1130 in New York, or on Sirius and XM Satellite Radio Channel 113. Copyright 2012 Bloomberg LP.